The Hitman. Damn, look at the size of those hands.
Hey, Harrison.
Me? What's going on?
Harrison Smith, 9 to noon radio show. We just have Mike Wallace on the radio show. And he's your teammate, and he's going to have a lot to do with you guys winning at a high level, as are you. But I brought up first day in pads, a little moment in the middle of the field. Mike catches it right in front of you. You come bearing down on him like you wanted to kill him. That's what the Hitman does. You go to slap the ball away. He didn't want you to slap at it. He slaps at your arm. You slap at his arm. Then a couple of butt taps at the end because it was all good. But he was saying, I'm new here. I need to establish that the defense is not going to predicate how we're doing things on the field. And I'm like, well, that's what Harry does. He predicates how things go on the field. Little moments like that are kind of what keep training camp fresh, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Mike is one of those guys. He's a competitor. He's, like you said, he's going to be a huge part of our offense. I mean, he's got speed like nobody I've seen before. But mixing it up like that is what keeps us all getting better and keeps us competitive. You know, because at the end of the day, like you said, like, you know, a couple butt taps, a couple helmet taps afterwards. I mean, it's all good, but we just like to compete, and sometimes, you know, you just got to try to get the best of each other.
And then I shared with him you and Percy Harvin from a few years ago. Those weren't butt taps. Those were face mask grabs to the ground. I mean, that was a couple of youngsters trying to seriously establish territory.
Yeah, that's probably more like where Mike is coming from, where then I was the new guy then.
That's right.
So, right. You know, but Mike, he might be new to the team, but everybody knows who Mike is. It's not like he's some new guy coming in. We all have a ton of respect for him and know what he can do. So, I mean, he's got a lot of respect from us already.
Yeah. Well, he did score a touchdown against you in the Miami game. The epic Miami game. Best game of the year, probably. Not the best outcome, but the best game of the year from, you know, from just watching it back and forth. Epic game. Yet you played against him then. So, you know, you go into a little bit of the book on Mike already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just glad he's on our team. He's going to be able to open up the field for not only himself, but for the whole offense, just the amount of speed that he has.
While we're talking about the you know, our own wide receivers, because you practice against the first team wide receivers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the progression that you saw in Charles Johnson over the course of last year, as he went from a guy that, you know, the team picked up almost as a flyer and ended up starting, you know, like 95% of the snaps over the last six games or something like that.
Yeah, he's, you know, when he came in, we were all thinking, like, you know, how did this guy kind of, you know, end up with us, kind of fall through and end up to us? Because as soon as he got here, we could see the type of potential that he had. And he's only getting better and better. And I think we started to see some of that last season, obviously. As the season went on, he just kept making more and more plays. And he's just continued that through this offseason. And we expect a lot out of him.
Harrison, with what's in front of you right now, you're not really concerned about the amount of money you make or the timeliness with which you make it, the extent of the deal. Big picture-wise, of course you are. I mean, Paul Charchian said earlier in the show when I was previewing you would be on that you're very close to becoming what he thinks will be the highest-paid safety in the NFL.
I believe you'll be the high. When you get your next deal, you'll be the highest-paid safety
in
the league.
But how are you able to separate the business part of it right now and the cultivation of what's taking place out there?
To me, I made a decision at some point in college, you know, because when you're recruited as a high schooler and you go to a big-time college, you think, you know, maybe I can go to the NFL and this and that, and that creeps into your mind. And I made a decision then that I really don't care. Not that I don't care, but that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the next play. I'm worried about playing football, and that's it. And some people might say, you know, that's, you know, you got to watch out for yourself and all this and that, but that doesn't help you. That doesn't help you. On Sundays, that's not going to do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
All I want to do is make plays, play great football for the Vikings. So that's still my mindset. And no matter what, that's always going to be the way that I play. Every play could be your last.
And you could always sit back and say, if it's not here, it will be somewhere else. And you're not being egotistical. There's a term that I use for football players who reach the highest level called competitively arrogant. To have a competitive arrogance is not a bad thing. And you're very good at what you do, and you're getting better. So whether it's here or somewhere else, you're going to get that money that will take care of itself.
Well, I mean, you know, kind of like I was just saying, that's the stuff that I don't worry about, because that stuff comes after the plays. You know, the plays are number one. Getting lined up, doing my job, leaving it all out there. And that's pretty much all all I can ask of myself, and then whatever happens, happens.
So you you take care of business on the field. That's why you have an agent. You have an agent that takes care of that stuff, right? And if you keep your focus on the field, that effectively makes your agent's job that much easier because you're taking care of business on the field, and that's what the team's signing you to do.
Absolutely.
And re-signing you to do. So that, you know, you don't have to sweat that stuff if you don't want to. But you're going to, at this time next year, you're probably going to have a new deal. That's probably the reality of this. Or, maybe not. What are you through? You're through next year. The team picked up your option, so you are under contract through 2016, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Correct.
That is correct.
What do you think about the defense this year compared to last year? You were here in 2013. With all due respect, overall, it was one of the worst defenses in the history of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped up big time last year, but still needs to take another leap, right?
Absolutely. There was improvement last year, and it still wasn't good enough. I was just talking to Coach Zimmer, and he was kind of asking me how I feel right now compared to last year. And mentally, it's way ahead of the curve from last year. Just having a higher comfort level of the plays that are being called and where I should be. Think about it. I had over 1,000 snaps in live game action with under Zimmer's defense last year. So I'm obviously going to be ahead.
Yeah.
And, stuff like that, just across the board for every player, is going to keep stacking up, and hopefully it'll make us that much better.
Last one for Harrison, go.
Is that to say that Mike's defense is it, would you describe it as a complex defense? Is it more of a, is it simpler than that? What are the parts of it, of a Mike Zimmer defense that becomes easier in year two?
I don't know how I would rate it complex wise. We like to do a lot of things. Coach likes to, mix things up.
Yeah.
But you can, as a player, you need to know your job. And I just think knowing more details of it. Last year we kind of had, this is what I do, this is where I line up, this is where I go. Now we're, the defensive backs are, like, for example, today we were getting on the chalkboard, writing up the whole defense, just trying to know what everyone does.
Yeah.
And that just makes you a little bit better, and where your help is, and you just know how the whole defense works.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Harrison Smith, safety for the Minnesota Vikings. We'll be right back.